Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm honored to speak to you today on behalf of the UNPO, the Unrepresented Nations and Peoples Organization, a global platform of solidarity committed to amplifying the voices of unrepresented peoples and nations, securing their equal participation at a national and international level, and safeguarding their fundamental rights. Across the globe, countless peoples are misrepresented every day in media and social media, with their narratives being shaped by others and their identities being erased or diminished by the oftentimes mistaken and misleading label of minorities. This misrepresentation not only manipulates their reality, but also fuels hate speech and misinformation, further deepening polarization and obstructing the pathways to meaningful dialogue and cooperation between nations. It is crucial that we examine representation in all spheres of society. Therefore, UNPO recommends that the recognition of representation as a fundamental right of peoples be prioritized. Representation is not a privilege of states nor a concession, but a fundamental right of peoples. It is the right of peoples to own their narratives, preserve their identities, and engage meaningfully in diplomacy by being consulted in policymaking processes, including playing an active role in the development of international legal and institutional frameworks to counter the misuse of media against them. Peaceful and inclusive societies, as stipulated in SDG 16, cannot truly be realized if the voices of the many remain unheard. This is especially true when spaces for representation are compromised or misused. To leave no one behind means ensuring that even those that may not have a permanent seat are recognized as equal right holders. Thank you.